Okay, yesterday we left off about extinguishing the fire on Yom Tov indirectly. So directly we learned you cannot extinguish a fire. To do it indirectly, you're allowed to. For instance, you could boil over water, the water will put out the fire, providing you cook the water because you need on Yom Tov, otherwise you can't cook the water. Or you can ask a non-Jew to lower the flame or to turn it off completely if you don't need it, as long as there's a purpose in Yom Tov. And now let's say the house is too hot, and the stove and the oven are on, and the smam is uncomfortable, so then you can ask the guy to shut it.
If you want to cook the food on low flame, you can do that.
To turn it down?
Yeah. It cooks better on a low flame.
Okay, so we said, some poskim say only if there's no way you didn't make a second fire, which is smaller. The major fire just says you can lower it. But that's only if the food's going to burn and you won't have what to eat. What?
Some Shmuel did a test on our stovetop today. It's at least 10 years old. There's no way to bypass by going quick. Now the clicking, first of all, number two, he tried blowing it out and it went right back on automatically.
What did he blow out?
The flame. Even if you try and overflow a pot, it's going to go out, but the flame's going to go right back on.
Yeah. It's because you have the electronic.
I understand. But
before Shabbos, you can take it out of the. Before Chag, you take it out of
the. I said the best way is to unplug it.
You can unplug the electrical one. Yeah, okay, but I'm saying not everybody wants to do it, not everybody could do that. Okay, next. Okay, so bottom line is you can extinguish, you can't normally extinguish a flame on Yom Tov. You can do it. If the food's going to get cooked, even then some poskim say you should have a bigger fire and a smaller fire. You're not allowed to extinguish a flame or make it lower if there's not needed for cooking at all. You can ask a guy to do it. Okay, you can't turn on for any other reason, okay. Now, bachlau, another interesting thing. If you need to take a fire through the street, sometimes you know what happens? Your fire goes out in the house. So you go to your neighbor to get a flame for Yom Tov. So it says in Halacha, you have to be very careful because when you go through the street, the fire can go out. So then you're extinguishing the fire. So you have to make sure to do it in a way that hopefully the fire won't go out. What?
Especially if it's when you're going to get back, you're not going to fire anyway.
Yes, anyway.
If you just don't want the fires burning, nothing that will make you tell a goy just to
come. No, it's only if there's a purpose, meaning it's too hot, it's uncomfortable. It has to be a tzedech yom tif. You can't do it because I want to save money, so I'm going to close the fire to save money. That you can't do, because you have to do it in a way that it's in need of yom tif. Okay, there's a very interesting discussion in Halacha, by the way, about smoking on yom tif. Talk about cigarettes now, not pot. Well, it's a very interesting discussion with smoking, by the way. We'll see what the poskim write, based on today's medical studies. Basically, it's almost halachically, it's very difficult to say that somebody's allowed to smoke on Yom Tov. Those that smoke will find you a hetzer. Okay, but normal. Okay, let's discuss it. Okay, now the question is, why can I not? You can't strike a match, obviously, but that's it. You could take the cigarette from an open fire, from a candle, or from somebody else's cigarette. By the way, even that you have to be very careful with. If you light a cigarette from a cigarette, so then, sometimes, we'll learn soon, if you smoke a Yom Tov, okay, before it became hazardous to your health, okay, when people then, years ago, the pus can bring down, people used to say smoking is healthy. It used to help your digestive system, and it used to help people's thinking. Huh?
Yeah, relax.
Okay. So, even then, when you smoke the cigarette, you can't knock down the ashes. You know, you smoke it and you knock down the ashes. Because then, you're extinguishing the ashes. Because when they go down to the ground, they're still lit. And they hit the ground, they go out. And that was because you tapped the cigarette, so the flame is going out. That's one issue.
You cannot smoke water, that is.
What?
What is this, the name of the cigarette?
Okay, so one second, we're gonna get there in a minute. It's a very interesting discussion to see how halacha works with all these issues. Number one, smoking is not eating. Doesn't have a din of eating. So there's a din in the halacha that says, if it's something, davar shavel chol nefesh, if it's something that everybody benefits, most people benefit from it, so then even though it's not directly connected to cooking, you can do it on Yom Tov. For instance, to warm up water to wash your hands, or to wash dishes. This is something which is beneficial for all people, most people. So then you would be allowed, even though it's not food, you're not using it for food, but you'd be allowed to do it because it's davar shavu l'chol nefesh. It's something which is, to most people, it's something needed. So the question is smoking called davar shavu l'chol nefesh? Is smoking considered something that most people do? So they're discussing this. Years ago, many poskim, was always an argument in halacha, if you were allowed to smoke on Yom Tov, even before it was hazardous to your health. Okay? You find, it's a very interesting thing. Somebody once asked the Rebbe, why he doesn't come out openly against smoking. And the Rebbe answered, something my father did, something my father-in-law did, I cannot come out and forbid it. There was the kibbutz aviyam that he had, and the devotion to the Rebbe, he said, something my father-in-law did, and my father did, I can't do. I can't forbid. The Rebbe himself smoked.
A lot.
He smoked a pack called Old Gold, was the name of the, but Friedrich Rebbe smoked Old Gold. But when the Rebbe started working for the Friedrich Rebbe, and he was already sick in the later years, and the doctor said that the secondhand smoke from the Rebbe would be detrimental to the Friedrich Rebbe, so the Rebbe stopped cold turkey. The Rebbe just stopped smoking. There was a time the Rebbe used to smoke. In fact, people used to come, when the Russians were coming out of Russia, they used to bring the Rebbe for Yechidus a pack of Russian cigarettes. And the Rebbe said, there are a number of people, but that cloud, the Rebbe said, I don't smoke anymore. But he took a cigarette just to be a mensch, you know, just if somebody brings you something, he didn't want to just say no. Another guy, Zalman Yaffe, once gave the Rebbe a pack of cigarettes, and the Rebbe said to him, the Rebbe spoke to him in English, the Rebbe said, I don't think Mrs. Schneer is soon to approve of it. So the Rebbe didn't, they kept bugging the Rebbe didn't take it. But other Chassidish even from Russia, they brought the Rebbe the Russian, the old Russian cigarette, you know, the real strong ones. The Rebbe said, I don't smoke. But the Rebbe used to take one. But the Friedrich Rebbe used to smoke on Yom Tov. The Rebbe's father smoked on Yom Tov. Because there's a whole discussion about Pesach. Because the Rebbe's father used to smoke Pesach by the Seder. Because the whole discussion in Aloch, you have to recline. You have to have Seber when you're smoking. So the Rebbe's father, I think, did one cigarette. He has Haseba and the rest not. There's something like that. I don't remember. It's written up. I don't remember exactly what it was. But the Rebbe used to smoke on Yom Tov. The great Tzaddikim, the Baal Shem Tov, used to smoke. The Luka, the pipe.
Did they say why?
Why what?
Why smoke?
First of all, then it was considered healthy, by the way, not detrimental.
It would just smoke for health?
Yeah. It would help the digestive system. And the big Hasidic thinkers said that when they smoked, their mind worked better. The Rebbe's father, Reb Levick, said three things you don't need a skafyan. Like this, you try to bake yourself, you know. Three things you don't need a skafyan. A hot mikveh, cigarettes, and a hot cup of tea.
Cigarettes or shmaktabak?
No, cigarettes.
So, the question is,
so
between then and today...
Oh, 1 minute, we're not done yet.
No, did the nature of the cigarettes, the makeup change?
First of all, they started putting a lot of junk into the cigarettes.
Or they discovered that...
They started doing a bunch of junk into the cigarettes.
Put a lot of chemicals.
Blumenkranz in his Pesach book has a whole thing on the cigarettes, Bechlau, if they're kosher l'Pesach, they're not kosher l'Pesach. And he has a whole thing how cigarettes are made, and he comes to the conclusion they're really treif. The things they put in the cigarettes actually trace. And you wouldn't be allowed to smoke, even though you're not eating it, but you are eating it. I got a whole story about cigarettes. But anyway, like this. So why did the earlier poskim did allow smoking, those that allowed it in the earlier years? Because he said, listen, people benefited from it. Like you said, it was, smoking aided the digestive system. It was considered a health benefit. It's called davar shavel chol nefesh, so it's shaykh to everybody. So therefore, they allowed to permit it. But okay, in the old years, most people were lenient with the smoking, but today it's a whole different story, because since smoking is considered hazardous to your health, right? It's considered hazardous to your health, so it's definitely not a health benefit for most people. So a lot of poskim today all forbid smoking on Yom Tov, because you're making a fire, and it's not beneficial, and the country is detrimental. And there's no hatred to make a fire for something detrimental to you. What?
Going back to the previous thing, am I allowed to, let's say if I'm transferring a fire to someone else's home, can I take and transfer that fire to another candle in my house, so I should just have an extra one just in case?
Yeah, that you could do, because we learned, even though you're supposed to do it into me, but here you need the candle, so you could.
Sure.
Can you have a guy lower the air conditioning, Rabbi?
Huh?
Can you have a guy lower the air conditioning for you?
If the air conditioning, yeah, it's the same din of electricity. It's the same din of a fire.
So, but the person himself can't do it.
No.
I think that Rabbi said that even the people that smoke on Chag, not to smoke on Rosh Hashanah.
The Friede Geber writes that he begs that the people that smoke a whole year should not smoke in the 48 hours of Rosh Hashanah. But that's only Rosh Hashanah. By the way, the letter in Bakatilim, but it wasn't only Friede Geber. A lot of poskim write that in Rosh Hashanah is a different day. Dimeidin, you shouldn't be smoking. The Friede Geber also, by the way, said, give out a letter to the Bachrim, all the way back, that under 20 for sure shouldn't smoke. You forbid actually smoking for Bachrim under 20.
Why?
Huh?
But it's healthy for you.
No, he didn't want Bachrim smoking under 20. You know, the world says, why don't you make a shechiyona the first time you smoke? No, because it's always in the bathroom. You can't make shechiyonu if the first time, if you're in the bathroom. So the first time you smoke, it's in the bathroom. This is what the Velt says. What?
Before 20,
the
Rebbe said forbidden to smoke, and after 20, I heard it was
not
just that you shouldn't.
He said also not to. He asked not to, but he didn't forbid it. He said, I'm asking not to smoke after 40, but the great chassidim smoked.
I heard the Rebbe once said, about a bakasha nafi, he said, the Friede Rebbe, that's an order. It's like an
order. Okay, but the Rebbe smoked until the Toshins.
But afterwards.
The letter came out before. The letter came out when the Friede Rebbe was yet in Europe. Okay, so let's say you're smoking on Yom Tov. Okay, but there's certain dinim now you got a problem with. Number one, you can't knock down the ashes. Because then, the ashes are still, the flame is still there. When it falls down, it's going to extinguish. Also, you can't light from another cigarette, straight from a cigarette, because when you put cigarette to cigarette, again, you're knocking down ashes, which are lit, and then it's going to extinguish it. Another issue, which is a very important issue, like you were saying, a lot of cigarettes have letters on them. Right? The name of the parliament is. So some of them have them on the filter, and some of them have them actually on the actual cigarette itself. So now the question is, when you're smoking, and you take a puff, so you're actually erasing letters. You're actually erasing letters. So the shaila, is that allowed or not? So Shlomo Zalman Erbach held that it's really not usur, because even though erasing, minatayri, you only chai for erasing if mecha kamenas lichtev. If you're erasing with the intent of writing. So he says, but here, you're not intending to write. So it's any rabbinic. But he takes it a step more. Because he says like this. When is erasing forbidden, midrabbanon, even if you're not gonna write, is when you at least make a feasibility to write. Like you have a piece of paper, okay? If I erase for the sake of writing, then it's biblically forbidden, right? But if I erase without the intention of writing, so it's only osim with rabbanon. So Rav Shlomo Zalman Erbach said that that's, but still the paper is there, it's possible to write.
But here you don't even have
the here, you're destroying the paper. It's not only destroying the letters, it's not even a possibility to be able to come. So he said it's not necessarily, he's not sure, he said right, not necessarily that it's actually osim with rabbanon, it could be it's takamot.
No, it's a written letter. Huh? It's like
yeah, but lapel, you still have the ability to do it. paper is still there. Okay. So what do some people do, by the way? They do an interesting thing. Either they stop puffing before the letters, then it's going by itself, they're not doing it. So it's gram, kibui, like a gram mechika. Or what a lot of people do, they, before Yom Tov, they'll take a pen, he's gonna smoke 10 cigarettes. They'll take a pen before Yom Tov, cross out the letters, so then they're not erasing the letters, because the letters are already erased. Mahajin, here. Mahajin is a